Well, very ironically, even the Islamic State, ISIL, has put out a travel advisory, an actual official travel advisory via its media channel to its members, asking them to avoid Europe because of the coronavirus. There are also among Islamists on the net several rather bizarre conspiracy theories. One that this is a biological weapon that was developed by the Americans, and the other one being that this is Allah's punishment to the unbeliever.
No one ever said ISIS was made up of a bunch of fools, and this travel advisory, if you will, seems to suggest that there's some logic to people thinking that. But then there's this business about these two conspiracy theories. How do they strike you?
Well, conspiracy theory one, of course, is ridiculous because we are more affected at the moment than the Middle East. And conspiracy two is ridiculous because there are indeed cases in the Middle East. I think just over 100 in Saudi Arabia now, 300 in Qatar, 400 in Qatar, 300 in the United Arab Emirates. So, you know, it is not a virus that knows any kind of religion, border, or nationality. So, in a way, ISIL's activities in the conflict zones in Syria, but also in West Africa, has not exactly slowed down. We also have no reporting from these areas about the spread of the virus, which I would assume is largely due to the fact that in the middle of a war, you really have no time and resources to test for corona. So we haven't seen a slowdown in attacks in those countries, but we have seen this rather bizarre travel advisory. One thing which is bad for the overall global economy, but may actually be helpful, at least for the moment, for terrorist prevention, is the massive slowdown in international air travel that we are seeing, which means there are fewer passengers boarding planes and on fewer airplanes that are going, as that's dramatic for the economy. But for terrorist prevention, that is actually quite good because you can screen far more intensively the passengers that actually do board.
You know, I was thinking about the same thing, that because of the coronavirus, a lot of the target-rich environment that terrorists go after has been taken away. And I'm wondering, because of the fear and because of their own concern, if their opportunities to attack have been erased.
I wouldn't say erased. I mean, obviously, we still have an issue with homegrown terrorism, and these individuals are, always motivated to do something. So I wouldn't rule out any kind of attempt to do something. But certainly, the concerted attempt to attack the homeland, whether it be the US mainland or Europe, seems to, at least for the moment, no longer be on the cards for ISIL as long as there is this coronavirus. But don't forget, ISIL had already asked for, a year and a half ago that people no longer travel to Syria and Iraq and stay home and try to conduct attacks here. And very luckily, over the last couple of months, we did see, or in the last year indeed, we did see a significant drop in even attempted attacks by ISIL, by the Islamic State in Europe or the United States. But that, unfortunately, if you look at this globally, the ISIL and the Al-Qaeda networks are still very much alive. There is still a deteriorating situation in West Africa, despite the fact that there was a press reporting that the leader of the new Al-Qaeda coalition, DINIM, the Movement for the Protection of Muslims and Islam, the Al-Qaeda coalition in West Africa, seems to be tentatively in negotiations with the Malian government, whatever that means. But we have seen a resurgence of attacks of the Islamic State in Iraq. We continue to see a lot of activity of HTS, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria. So for us, very close at home, this is good. The rest of the world, unfortunately, the core areas of conflict have not seen a abating of the activity of these groups.
So, if ISIS could take advantage of the coronavirus, what do you think they would do?
Well, to take advantage of a situation where public life slows down, i.e., you have less activities, you definitely have less mass gatherings, to take advantage of this situation by a terror organization who always has to have the aim to do spectacular attacks where you need a lot of people in one place is difficult. Low-level attacks, of course, that can continue. You can always get a self-motivated individual, take a knife, and try to knife down people in the street. But if there are fundamentally less people in the streets, this is just not going to have the same kind of effectiveness as it used to have, where, you know, on a Saturday afternoon, a shopping mall would be full of people. So in that respect, it's really difficult for them to take advantage. All states who have put these restrictions in place did not in any way restrict their security services. So the protection mechanism is up as it ever was. So in a way, I'm not too much worried about ISIL being able to take advantage of this. However, the handling of the virus situation by governments may create down the line a lot of political discontent that which would then re-radicalize people. In Europe, this may go further towards the right-wing extremist spectrum than towards the Islamist spectrum. But then you have this wave where when the right-wing extremism gets strong, you have a reaction from the Islamist side and vice versa. So down the line, they may be able to take advantage of this. At the moment, I can't see conceivably how this situation would be benefiting them in any way.
That's Dr. Hans-Jacob Schindler, senior advisor at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.